That's your cue, Jane.
Welcome to Bronco Babble, 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 everybody, right here on KDNK. But it's not only Bronco Babble, it's also Rocky's talk.
Rocky's rambling.
Rockies.
Yeah, go Rockies.
Anybody stay up and watch that last night?
I did.
I fell asleep.
I did too.
I fell asleep.
I was so excited. It
Holy
was cool.
smokes. Here
yeah,
we go.
I know what happened, but I just fell asleep. Yeah. I was watching and I couldn't stay up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're motivated, you know, and they're playing as a team.
I have a good feeling, yeah.
The teams that are playing as a team usually do pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing is, though, here's the thing, you guys. The last time there was a Rocktober, we got swept by the Red Sox in the finals of the World Series. I hope that doesn't happen this year.
No.
Because look at the Red Sox. They're the best team in baseball this year.
They're pretty hot.
Well, so, I know some people who live here who are ardent Red Sox fans. Red Sox
What
fans.
Is it about Boston, man?
I don't know.
Between the Patriots and Red Sox, they're either snobs or they're, I don't know, they're kind of overbearing, aren't they, Briscoe?
A little bit for my taste, yes.
They're not easygoing like us Broncos.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you think about the Chiefs game? It was kind of, what do you think, Briscoe?
It was frustrating.
Wasn't it?
Frustrating. We did a couple things good and a lot of things bad, and it starts right at the coach. I've been real supportive of Vance Joseph. I'm not sure that guy shouldn't go.
Really? Well, I have to say one thing about Mahomes' cojones.
They showed up. They were on full display, weren't they?
Yeah. But I think we got to him more than any other team did this
year.
Well,
that's true.
I mean, we held him back.
They had a good game plan.
Yeah.
You know, and even at the end, they had a pretty good game plan. They had a couple of lapses, right? But how do you account for an amazing athlete at quarterback?
He sure stepped up. I'll give him that. Yeah. I think we helped him look like a hero on a few plays.
Yeah.
Where we just... It was bad coaching, plain and simple. One in particular, when you have a team at 2nd and 30 at the end of the game and you decide to call zone coverage or man coverage instead of zone coverage, you can't do that as a professional football team and expect a win.
Yeah.
Is that...
That was the dagger.
Is that Vance Joseph's fault or is that the defensive coordinator's
fault? I think it starts at the top.
You do.
Vance is in the defensive coordinator's ear. He can say, "Hey, looks like we're in man. We should play zone on this." That didn't happen.
Well, the articles I've read indicate that Vance is considering making the defensive calls himself instead of Joe Woods.
I'd be okay with that if that's going to make it better.
I don't know, though. Sometimes it feels like, as a game manager, Vance Joseph isn't really so great sometimes. And
I would agree with that statement.
If he's making defensive calls, that's going to take his attention away from whether he should challenge something or whatever.
That's true.
Whatever comes up as a head coach and a game manager.
So the bottom line is he's not going to add Vance with the Broncos.
Ba-dum.
Ba-da-boom.
No, I saw a quote from
2 9 7. Oh, we have a phone call.
Caller, you're on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hey, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, so speaking of coaches' challenges, I was very frustrated when Kansas City ran out of time.
Oh, right.
He hadn't hiked the ball yet, and it showed right there behind him. It was zero. Why didn't he challenge that call?
It's not a challengeable
challenge
call.
He couldn't challenge it. Right. Yeah. It wasn't challengeable.
Non-reviewable.
Why? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I would have thrown a red flag out there just to say, this would do something.
That was pretty egregious, though. There was the referee defended himself by saying he looks at the clock and then the ball, but there was a big gap when it went from 1 to 0 before the ball was snapped.
Yeah.
Exactly. And me being right there at the game.
That's right. You were there.
I bet it was frustrating.
It was extremely frustrating, but it was fun, you know.
So exciting.
The first half was fun. Second quarter wasn't so fun.
That sucked. Big time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't know that was not challengeable.
That was your big gripe.
That was my big gripe. Okay. I have to go. Can I just give you my...
yes, please.
Yes. Yes.
And we're playing the Jets?
That's
yes.
right. In New York.
In New York.
I'm going to say 28-14.
28-14 Broncos?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. We've got Sam Darnold, although he hasn't been doing all that
no,
well.
We don't have him.
No.
We don't have him. He's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
He is. His yep. first game especially.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I think we'll come back and do something good, hopefully.
We better.
Like run the ball more. How about that?
Well, we did pretty good.
Yeah, we did good.
But we didn't do it near better. Enough.
Yes. No. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a comment right, about that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Let me talk about the running game a little bit.
They
played. That was the strongest part of their game, and they went away from it. Now, just a quick stat here. They ran the ball 21 times for 159 yards. That's 7.5 yards a carry. Royce Freeman had 67 yards and 8 carries. He didn't touch the ball after Denver got a 10-point lead. Didn't even touch the ball.
Now that's coaching.
Why?
That's coaching. That's
the coaching. I mean, even if it wasn't in the game plan, you make adjustments.
You have to. And I said the dagger was not stopping him on 2nd and 30. The other one was going 3 and out after Kansas City had a 12-play, 6.5-minute drive to score. Denver gets the ball back. They run it once, and then they incomplete pass, and then a sack. And that was it for him. I knew. I thought the game was over, and it was.
And it was. Yep. Yeah. The 3 and out was critical.
Now,
and Vance Johnson said, Joseph. "We have to." Vance Joseph, thank you. Right. Vance Joseph said, "We have to coach better." And my only thought was,
"You have to coach better."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 963-2976 if you want to call in and have a comment.
You know what we haven't gotten to yet, Jane?
What?
Who won? Last year.
Week. Who won last week?
Well, we had 3 people who predicted a Chiefs victory.
Okay.
Pam Zantmeyer.
Uh-huh.
Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And Felix.
And?
And so of the 3, let's see, Felix was 14 points off, Pam Zantmeyer was 10 points off, and Sarah won with 3 points off.
So wow.
It was Sarah who won.
And you have to pick the winner to be even start to qualify.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Someone was calling, but
caller,
they
hung
up.
Are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello. Oh. Yes, this is Jake.
Jake.
Jake. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? Briscoe doesn't know Jake. Briscoe, this is Jake.
Hi, Jake.
He used to do Bronco Babble.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, Jim, and this will be short. Jim Rome on his radio show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pointed out that his big takeaway is, you know, the Broncos now with this Mahone guy in Kansas City.
You mean Mahone's Cajones?
See. I thought somebody was going to come up with Cajones. And
we did last week.
We did last week, yes.
Denver is facing hell for the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Every time they play Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
so what did Jim Rome say?
Well, that was his final
point. Oh, okay.
That, you know, the Broncos lost a close game, but the real takeaway was that, you know, get ready, Denver. You know, it's a whole new ball game with Kansas City.
Well, great. You know, how many years did we cream the Chiefs on a regular basis? So turnabout is fair play.
Right.
Well, I don't like it that way, though.
I don't either, but maybe someone will kick Mahone's Cajones. Sorry.
Well, kick him where, Jane?
In the Cajones.
Okay, so let me guess, who do the Broncos play next week?
New York Jets.
The Jets, and they're playing where?
In New York.
Okay. Can I place my bet?
Yes, yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to go Broncos 28, Jets 17.
28-17, Jake's bet.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, keep on going.
All right, thanks Jake. For calling, Jake.
Okay.
So
okay.
We all think the Broncos can score.
Yes.
A lot of high picks
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I'm going that same direction. I like him against the Jets, but
yeah,
I'll wait
too.
For my pick till the end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
Me three.
But what do you guys think about this punter we were supposed to have gotten, Marquette King? He was supposed to boom him.
He was supposed to be good?
He was supposed to be something special. You know what he did? He averaged 28.7 yards per punt.
Whoa.
Net, of course.
Net, yeah. And that was part of it because of a big run back, one. But,
yeah.
You know, there was just such poor performance in too many phases of the game, and Cajones came up big.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah, he did.
And I like his demeanor.
Oh, he's pretty.
I do too.
It looks like
yeah,
he's having fun, man.
He is, he's so relaxed.
Yeah, he's not all super serious, you know. He's,
yeah.
He's out there having fun, and he knows he's on a roll, and he's enjoying it.
That's yeah. right. Now, Case Keenum, on the other hand, had a wide-open Demaryius Thomas
yes.
down the sideline, and I think Tim Tebow could have made that throw.
But you know what? I heard.
Ooh, that hurts.
Ow.
That really hurts. I read that Demaryius Thomas slowed down when he wasn't supposed to slow down.
And I didn't see that on the replay.
I didn't either, but I read it. I read it or heard it on the news. So I don't know. 963-2976, if anyone wants to call in and make a comment or talk about your perspective about the game, give us a call.
So I have an anecdote, if you all are ready, just kind of sums up what I feel about the whole Broncos performance
okay.
on Monday
it.
Night. Should I
I'm
do
ready,
it?
I'm ready, yeah.
Yes, please.
Years ago, there was a coach at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers named John McKay, who was a great, won four national championships at USC.
Not USC's coach.
Yes.
I used to go see those
yes.
games.
Yes, well, then they hired him to be the head coach of the newly franchised team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He went, first team to go winless in an NFL season. And he allegedly has been attributed to lots of guys and to him also. At the end of the season, we said, well, coach, what can you say about, what do you think about your team's execution this year? And he said, I'm in favor of it.
It sounds like W.C. Fields.
That's funny.
Or Mae West or something.
Supposedly Casey Stengel also said it. Groucho Marx said it.
Well, that sort of derives from Yogi Berra.
Casey Stengel was very much a Yogi Berra kind of guy. He had those funny, witty things
right.
to say
Yogi
about
said,
everything.
When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
You should.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Craig and Rifle.
Hey,
Hi,
Craig.
Hey.
Hey,
we haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah.
How are you?
Things were great in Mexico.
Oh, cool.
it's loads of fun on the other side of the wall. Anyway, Barry Switzer said it.
Who said?
Did he say it
Barry
too?
Switzer.
Yes, he was from OU.
I didn't think he was smart enough to come up with something like that.
Are you kidding? Here's Barry Switzer. When asked why he was able to recruit better than Oklahoma State, he said OU was easier to spell. And he said it after getting beaten by the Air Force Academy back in the 70s or 80s.
Wow. I've never seen it attributed to Barry Switzer.
Well, that's okay. I saw him interviewed.
Oh, wow.
And I just had the conversation with some people from Oklahoma, from OU, while I was in Mexico last week.
They're playing Texas this weekend, by the way. The Red River rivalry is about to happen in Dallas on Saturday.
So, wait a minute. Now, let me get this straight. You sat on a beach in Mexico talking about something that Barry Switzer said?
Well, the people behind me in Puerto Vallarta were wearing Oklahoma hats.
Oh, okay.
And so I just, it's the only commonality I could come up with.
Right.
Aside from the fact that we had an earthquake also that was probably related to fracking.
Did Barry Switzer coach the Broncos? No, that was Chuck Fairbanks. But it wasn't the Broncos, it was the Buffs.
Didn't Chuck Fairbanks have a TV show?
Probably.
Yes. Switzer
anyway,
coached the Cowboys.
Nice talking to you, and I don't want to venture a guess because had I been here, I would have called in and picked Kansas City to win also.
But what about the Jets?
What about the Jets?
Oh, the poor Jets. Let's stop them. So if I have to venture a guess, I'm going to say 28-14 Denver.
Wow, okay. Somebody else guessed that. So well, change it just a little.
28-17.
You got it.
Okay.
There it is.
Thanks all for right. calling, Craig.
Hey, you bet, kids. Have fun.
Okay.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
So he's in favor of executing.
Yeah.
The coach's performance, for sure.
Yeah.
So what...
executable.
Continue with what you were saying, Briscoe.
That was the punchline.
Oh, that was the punchline.
Yeah, that
okay.
was it. He was in favor of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He also said, when that year, John McKay said, we can't win on the road. We can't win at home. We need a neutral site to play at.
Well, John McKay, he was... a great coach for SC.
Four I mean,
SC.
Coach OJ.
Yeah.
He coached OJ, didn't he?
Probably in the 60s.
He did, yeah. Yep, they were great then.
OJ, back when he was your favorite hero. Jay.
Hey, how about the trick play at the end of the game that the Broncos almost pulled off? I was out of my chair because I thought that was going to fly. And the old hook and ladder, or... more technically, the hook and lateral play, where a receiver
right.
does a hook pattern and then laterals it to a receiver coming right behind him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's good that they feel like they can pull those things out of the bag.
It looked really good up until the point it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you guys think about Keenum during this game? How do you feel about him?
I'm still okay. He's got to make that throw to DT, though.
Yeah.
He just has to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my takeaway from the game is that the Broncos didn't lose it so much as the Chiefs won it. And they won it on the strength of one guy, Mr. Cojones Mahomes.
Mahomes Cojones.
Oh, sorry.
Mahomes Cojones.
How about that left-handed throw? That was amazing. He was going down and couldn't throw with his right hand.
Yeah,
so
that
he
was...
shot, put it out there with his left hand, right on the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really nice, really fun to watch.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
I want to see more Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay.
They have to unleash those guys. And I remember saying the very same thing last year, Jane.
When?
That I don't remember when, but we said the same thing. We have to unleash the running
backs.
Oh,
right, right.
And
no,
it's
I
the
remember
same
that.
Thing
it's
again.
The same
so
thing.
How many times do we have to beat you on the head?
Right.
Right.
Come on.
Well, but it was also the same. Vance Joseph was the coach last year also.
I know.
And so maybe, you know, maybe it is the coach, like you, Briscoe, think.
I think Mr. Elway needs to change horses. I really do.
You
at
think
this point?
Before,
I was a big
now,
supporter.
Right now, do you think? Or at the end of the season?
Right now, I think the sooner the better.
Really?
Whoa, that's
really?
That's a serious thing.
That
yeah,
is.
But I don't think that's the way they do things in the Broncos organization. No. I've never seen them.
No.
I can't remember if they've ever fired a coach in
and
early
also,
season or midseason.
And also,
except for
you know,
Joshy.
Right.
They fired Joshy.
Oh, good thing they fired Joshy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Experiment gone bad.
Yeah. Yep. Josh McDaniel.
And now the other... Belichick's other coordinator isn't doing so well in Detroit.
Oh, he's struggling a little bit, isn't he?
Yeah, so that's, I don't know. I guess, you know, when you're in the Belichick orbit, it's like living in a bubble, kind of like living in the Roaring Fork Valley. And so, you know, and then you leave the bubble and it's a hard, cold world out there, Jane.
But you know what? How can Elway fire Vance Joseph in the middle of the season when you know, nobody else, unless we hire from within, knows, you know, anything about our game plans.
Well, typically what they do is they elevate an assistant coach, a Bill Musgrave or somebody else, to an interim position.
Okay.
And then they'll do a search for a new head coach or award it to the guy who came as an interim if he's successful.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know, I don't know. I'd like to see Vance succeed because he's a personable guy.
But, no, me too.
And I don't know, but you're right. I don't know if it's his attention to detail, if it's he's unable to motivate his team. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
He doesn't look like he has his hands around it. He looks a little confused at times.
Yeah.
And it looks disorganized on the sideline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can give us a call at 963-2976 if you want to place your guess for this upcoming game on Sunday in
New York.
New York.
They play at the Meadowlands still?
Yep.
Sam Darnold
do.
At the helm.
Sam Darnold from USC.
From USC.
Uh-huh.
second draft pick, right?
I don't remember what he was picked.
Well, he was the second quarterback.
Well, there
picked.
Was Baker.
Baker
Mayfield,
was first.
There
Mayfield.
Was him. There was Josh Allen with Buffalo, and then there was one more. Who was the fourth one? The guy from Wyoming.
Oh, that's Josh Allen, right.
With Buffalo.
Right.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He went to Buffalo.
Oh, he went to Buffalo. Yeah,
but there
okay.
was one. There's one. There's a fourth one, which invites comparisons to 1983 when Marino and Elway and Jim Kelly and mm-hmm. who else came into the league.
So he was drafted third overall.
Sam Darnold?
Yep.
Yeah.
Third overall. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the Jets. Briscoe?
I don't either. No, yeah. I haven't really done any scouting on them. I know they struggled other than Sam Darnold's putting up some pretty good highlights.
Uh-huh. And they've won one game. Their record is 1-2.
He must be 1-3.
We have a phone call. 1-3.
Yeah.
Yep.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Hello, Bronco Babblers.
And oh,
it's our very own Otis.
The Otis is in Minnesota.
I am sitting on the porch in Minnesota at my 95-year-old mama's house, and it's about 80 degrees, and I've been listening to a little babble.
But no, I thought good. That Not you that. Didn't have any...
I know it was weird. I just dialed it up, and it came up because my sister-in-law had told me she couldn't get it. So I don't know. I've been listening.
Huh.
Well, you won, Sarah.
I know, I thought I had, but you I have did. Thought that before, and then it was not true. So.
You were the winner.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
were only three well, that, points that, off.
I know. That's
yeah,
good and bad.
It's bad because the reason they lost was because you voted against them.
I know.
The Jane karma.
Jane never does that. All last year, she lost 11 times because she bet on the Broncos every single week.
I did. I had to. I had to. So
yeah,
what did you think about the game?
I'm not ready to jump off the Vance Joseph bandwagon yet. I do like mm-hmm. him. I'm with you, Luke. I think he's a personable guy, and I think the players like him. And the Broncos seem very streaky right now. I just don't think they have it figured out, and I absolutely think that they just got totally outplayed. The Chiefs are a way better team than the Broncos are right now.
Way.
Well, I don't know. Their defense wasn't that great.
Right. Their defense was not good. Yeah. But their offense is way better.
Yeah.
You know, I will give Vance this. He's a defensive backs coach, and last week we talked about they need to take away the short pass, and they in fact did that.
Right.
They did really well at that. Mahomes Coney. Yeah, he just found time and place and a way to get it done. We couldn't get Vaughn there. We couldn't get Chubb there. Not just a split second late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I thought the coverages that they were playing were just bizarre, but you know, what do we know? We're armchair quarterbacks. Yeah.
What do you think about that second and 30 play? I'm still mad about that.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to stop that.
Hopefully now they're going to New York. I don't. What is the Jets record?
3-1.
1-3.
Well, I mean 1-3. They've won one. Their first game, and they lost their last
right.
three.
And Sam Darnold looked really amazing in that game.
Everybody yes, he did.
Crazy over Sam Darnold.
Yes, he did. And then he did not look very good because I watched his second game, and he did not look very good yet.
What, were you bored or something?
No, I wanted to. He looked so good in his first game. I wanted to watch him again. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I know, because they were pretty excited about him in the first game.
Right.
So I guess I'm going to get back on the Broncos bandwagon for this one.
Right. Oh, what's the score?
Felix's is 21-18.
Broncos. Okay.
Yeah.
And you?
Which was very close to what I was going to pick, but I think I'm going to say 24-19 Broncos.
And do you have an ode for us today?
No, I don't have an ode. I'm on
You're
the
on
road.
Vacation.
She's on the road. No,
no ode for the road.
No
from
ode.
The road.
I'm on the road.
No ode from the road. No odist from the roadist.
Right. No ode from the road. Right.
She's a Viking vixen this weekend.
Yeah. That's right.
So
are they playing a Viking vixen this weekend? Are they playing there in Minnesota?
No, they're playing Philadelphia in Philly. It's going to be a bloodbath, I'm afraid. I don't know. They looked amazing against the Rams. That was such a slut. Did you guys watch that game?
I haven't watched it still. I have recorded it, but I still. I mean, I watched the beginning of it, but.
Yeah, and who's going to show up? The one that played the Rams or the one that played the Bills?
Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy. If you like offense, that was a really fun game. They just would go marching down the field and score, score, score. It was really fun. And by the way, I did stay awake for the Rockies game last night.
Woohoo! Oh, my God.
Now, so it was very late.
Wasn't that?
But that was amazing.
Yes, it was.
Gutsy.
And when do they play again?
Tomorrow night.
Game one. Division series.
Okay.
I think it's a daytime
game. It's daytime. Yep. The next three games, are day games. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, guys.
Okay. Bye. Have fun.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds, Jane.
Okay, guys.
So you better start channeling.
I'm going to start channeling Briscoe. You guys.
I got it. You know, I think Broncos offense, they're going to figure out the run game is where they live and pick their spots on the pass. And I'm going to go 35-21 Broncos on the road.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's a bounce back. That's called.
It ought to be.
Well, it has to be.
And it has to be.
Or else everybody's feeling the heat.
I'm with you on that, Luke.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say 28-17.
Everybody's picking up there in the high 20s.
Yeah.
I am going to say Broncos 30 and Jets 20.
There it is.
We'll
there
see.
It is.
Hey, thanks for babbling, Briscoe.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks.
That was fun. I'll,
now, Briscoe. Yeah, Briscoe's going to be gone for 3 weeks because he's going to
another continent.
Another continent.
I'm going
to Africa.
Right.
That's so exciting.
That is.
We're looking forward to the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, so. That'll be incredible.
Thank you.
So maybe the Otis will fill in one week
if she can.
If she can.
But I'm pretty sure that you and I can carry it, Jane.
Oh, I know we can.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You're a talker.
And you're a talker, too.
Not really. I'm a shy wallflower.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Not on this show, you're not. You just are quiet about cojones and things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, my humor is elevated above the toilet.
Oh, and mine's definitely not. It is in the toilet.
Oh, we have a call, but we can't take it.
No.
All right. Well,
go Rockies. Go Buffs.
Yes.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
And call us next week, caller.